This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at Franklin Armory. .com.
Yep, check them out, Franklin Armory. The binary trigger, that is theirs. Indeed. Now then, let me just put this out there as a disclaimer. I feel wretched, but I have been, that's because I've been laughing since Saturday. And so what better way to kick off the week than to have a little radio show? And what better way to kick off the radio show than to chew the fat with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
So, Bill, you've been laughing yourself hoarse since the Kavanaugh confirmation hearings. Is that what I take
it? Yeah. Still doing it.
And see, most of us had to turn away from the news to hoist a solo cup of beer, and you just stuck right with it and laughed yourself hoarse. Man,
I did.
You took one for the team. Thank you.
Well, I'm still watching all of this stuff, and I saw somebody out there saying, you know, the Democrats can still win the House. Well, sure, and I could maybe fly.
Right. In fact, there's been interesting trends in the polls that say this energized a bunch of conservatives. Well, okay, I just wrote an article about Antifa. And why are they so violent? Well, they're very violent on purpose. If they go out in front of the newspaper and beat up a bunch of conservatives and don't get arrested, they say, look, here's virtue beating up conservatives. And if they get a bloody nose, they say, oh, those violent conservatives who dared defend themselves. Conservatives are too violent to be allowed on the planet.
Right.
So they control the narrative. And a bunch of us looked at Kavanaugh and said, I see right through this Kavanaugh spin stuff. You can shout the word racist 1,000 times. We're not buying it. It doesn't, this guy doesn't look, act, feel like Bill Clinton. Sorry. We're not buying it.
Well, I mean, if you look at Bill Clinton now, he still leers. Ariana Grande was somewhere where he was, and he was on stage, and she got out in front, and it was somebody's funeral. And he's leering.
Aretha Franklin.
Yeah, and he's leering at Ariana Grande, who's, you know, just I think she's 24, 25 years old. I mean, I consider that to be, I've got children, my youngest child is older than that. So,
Bill's older than both of us. Yeah, he's a dirty old man.
He's been this whole time. I mean, pre-presidency. Presidency, post-presidency. You don't just quit being that way unless you get incarcerated.
It may happen, but it's not the pattern we've seen.
Nope.
I mean, you don't have to run away to Europe if you only did it once.
Yeah.
Right.
So, yes, I've been laughing a lot, but I do want to know what you want to talk about this evening.
Well, I heard our friend Mike Walters came up with something, and it stuck with me. I'd heard something like it at GRPC. That's people who say they are pro-gun Democrat. And okay. He said, you can't have two. That's why we don't say you're married to two women at once. I mean, you can have illicit affairs, but okay. Let's be more precise in our speech than quoting others. The things that are important to us have a context and a hierarchy. Different things are important at different times. I get that. This time of year, a jacket isn't so important to me. Put me up north in the winter, jackets get, okay, context.
Sure.
But also a hierarchy. And if you believe in the non-aggression principle, like a lot of libertarians, you say, I'm not a pacifist. I'm not against violence. But I don't want to be the one that starts it. Whoever starts an aggressive act is the offender. And you want an armed citizenry, then I don't see how you can sacrifice that belief to your other beliefs. You may hold it to a lesser degree. You'd like to hold that as long as nothing else was sacrificed. Okay, maybe that's what you mean. So you're a pro-abortion Democrat, and you sort of like guns. You're an open borders Democrat who, well, you know, if it weren't for the open borders thing, I could vote Republican and like guns. And maybe you're just a flat-out Marxist who sort of likes guns, but you're not an advocate for gun ownership. I mean, you can't be – I haven't met someone who can do both. I would like you – I would love it if the Democrat Party would change. So you could be a pro-gun Democrat. There was a time when that was true. Kennedy was in the NRA.
Sure.
But who was it? One of the Clintonistas who said, no, we're going to go high. Billions of dollars, the money from billionaires talks, everybody else walks. And then they started their assault on gun ownership. And I'm trying to figure out, and please, you know, leave Bill lots of messages. Tell me how this being a pro-gun Democrat works. Until the Democrat Party stops its assault on gun ownership. Well, and I understand the walk away movement, how you have lots of sympathies with the Democrat Party. So do I for some of their policies. I don't like everything about the Republicans. In fact, I would like the Republicans to quit being politicians first and actually be advocates for our rights.
Well, I mean, with politicians, here's the thing with politicians. Politicians are not smart missiles that we can fire and forget and expect them to go. They're like beasts of burden that we got to keep a muscle, like a mad dog. We got to keep a muzzle on them. We got to keep a leash on them. And they got to know that we are calling the shots to a degree. We do send them up there. They do get a degree of autonomy to do their stuff day to day. But at the end of the day, their continued employment depends solely upon us. Money doesn't matter. If they still think they can spend their way to it, well, that's been proven that is not the case.
I don't even think we need to wait till they're in office. There's this, what's his name? Price is Philip Price is running for Congress in North Carolina, and he's sitting there with a shotgun saying, I won't take your guns, but then you click on his website, and he goes, I want mandatory background checks. I want to confiscate semi-automatic rifles. Oh, so you do want to confiscate our guns. It's just the shotgun you happen to be holding. I'm going, you know what? That looks a lot like bait and switch to me.
Yeah. And he's in North Carolina, which I've got family in North Carolina. I come from North Carolina. Most of the Frady name comes from North Carolina. But they have a lot of Jim Crow still in place in North Carolina. You got to go see your sheriff every time you buy a gun and get a permit and all that other stuff. So,
well, the Carolinas are, you know, since I've moved to Louisiana, I really appreciate their gun laws.
Yep.
More after the break?
Yes, absolutely more after the break. He is a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog and at ClashDaily.com and a featured writer at AmmoLand.com. And there you can go find all of the stuff. I see it pop up and I have to leave it alone because he's coming here on Monday. So, you know, that way we can talk about it and be fresh and fresh and new for me. This is Rob Morse. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay, and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
To you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. You guys heard the Jay Jacobson when he came after Shopify. These guys are in it for the cause, and they make a serious weapon. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, provocateur sometimes. Be provocative for me, Rob. What do you got?
Okay. I thought I would leave this one up for you, but nope. Okay, I'll talk about it. And this is, you motivated this article
okay. The
last time we spoke, Bill.
Okay.
It's called The Same Old Fascists in Antifa Clothes. You know, the kinder, gentler fascists are still thugs once you take off the makeup.
Sure.
And, wow. It's not like, oh, I heard about that months ago. We see it sometimes several times a day. Socialists call for violence, and then the news media spins it to make them sound reasonable. I can't swallow it. And then to make it worse, the socialist media ignores it when the Antifa actually commits violence. So here are a few examples, and it's a little bit of memory lane, but it didn't start yesterday. Remember, right. Griffin, the comedian, or so-called, displayed a bloody decapitated head of President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And she excused it as edgy entertainment. Well, how would you and I be treated? I mean, you and I would be called, it would be called incitement to racial violence if I did that with Obama's head. Or really, any member.
Least.
Yeah, any member of the Democratic Party, living or dead.
Right.
Right. So, okay. A socialist, a vowed socialist, critically wounded Republican Congressman Steve Scalise and five other Republicans in Alexandria, Virginia. Do we now say the violent socialists? If that were a Republican who had attacked Democrats, the word violent would now be attached to Republican for the next 10 years. But, oh, sorry, double standard. Talk to you later. Okay. In Antifa riots, even when they attack a prayer rally in Portland, the attackers get probation? What? In contrast, the Obama administration incarcerated a filmmaker for years because it was politically convenient to have somebody to blame for Benghazi.
Yep.
Holy cow. Okay, so I have to go back and look at Che Guevara, who's, you know, a guy hated women, hated blacks, pro-communist, and he goes, to execute a man, we don't need proof of his guilt. We only need proof that it's necessary to execute him. Meaning, it's expedient, and expediency is all that matters. Well, he's a communist, and socialists are their cousins. That seems to be what we're seeing. We have socialist commentators come on a so-called news show and say Republican voters are violent racist bigots because they supported Kavanaugh. And there's no consequence for that slander.
Sure.
How do you, my God, if you had said that Democrats were violent racist bigots, boop, you'd be gone. And we've had socialist celebrities say, okay, who's going to murder Republican officials? A socialist professor who's still got a job at a major state university goes, oh, we need to castrate and kill white males? And there's no repercussion. Okay, if it were just a war of words, it could be the battle of the crazy talk show hosts. You know?
Sure.
Okay. But it's not. These have consequences. Rand Paul gets beat up at his home. Sarah Huckabee Sanders gets refused service in a restaurant in Virginia. the news media would have called it right-wing racism if we'd done, if a restaurant had refused service to the anybody in the Obama administration. Senator Cruz and his wife are chased from a restaurant by a mob in D.C. Is it now open season on Democrats? We get to chase them out of Texas? All the red states get to finally have their purge?
Sure. Well,
talk to me. The media would act shocked if we behave that way.
Well, you know, here's the thing with the Antifa and all this socialist acting out and everything. They are counting on the media, right? They're counting on the media to tell their side and only their side and be biased towards their side, which the media does anyway. I mean, they do it.
Pretty well.
Kavanaugh, they're out there. Everybody's calling Kavanaugh a known sex offender when none of that is known. And as a matter of fact, he's just gone through his 7th FBI background check. And plus they lowered the bar on that because background checks typically will occur in public service from 18 forward. Because like everything else in life, when you are a minor, all of that minor stuff is considered to be sealed and sort of off limits. You, from the time you're, you know, born till you're 18 years old, unless you do something really heinous, you are considered to be a minor and not really responsible for your own action. Now, they went beyond that and went to his high school yearbook and everything else, and all they can find is just, you know, individuals saying that he did that, right?
Right.
And that's all they need because this fits their narrative. But, you know, I'm very optimistic about this next election coming up. I think this is going to be, you know, the polls right now, everybody's out there saying, well, Democrats +7. Okay, sure. Whatever you guys say. I published something the other day or yesterday or was it today? I might have published it today where in October of 2016 and then right before the election, days before the election, they were saying that there was a 98.5% chance that Hillary Clinton was going to be the president and a 1.5% chance that Donald Trump was going to be the president. And that was a poll, you know, and this was all based upon studies they did. And, you know, these guys are just basically polling each other. Hey, I'm a liberal. Are you a liberal? Yeah. What do you think? Who should be the president? Will some liberal? Me too. So 100% of us, we hate Trump, right? Yes, we hate him. And then they put out that and say scientific poll results. But before we run out of time, let's be professional here, Rob. Rob Morris is also a podcaster at Slow Facts, or not Slow Facts. He's a self-defense gun stories and part of the ensemble cast at the Polite Society. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq, this is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear, segmented where it counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said Monday that he expects a lot of Democratic voters to support Republican candidates in the upcoming midterms because of how the party's lawmakers handled sexual misconduct allegations against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. The president also talked about how he believes the Democrats are moving further and further to the left.
The main base of the Democrats have shifted so far left that we'll end up being Venezuela. This country would end up being Venezuela.
A new Emerson College poll reported that Ted Cruz has a 5% lead over his opponent, Beto O'Rourke, in one of the most closely watched Senate races in this year's midterm. Cruz was asked what this election is all about.
This election is all about turnout. If we turn out, common sense conservatives will win. And I do think this Kavanaugh battle has energized a lot of conservatives, has woken them up to just how extreme and crazy the left is.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You gotta know old school to play that kind of a book, let me tell you. Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at Franklin Armory.
Indeed. Got to get Jay Jacobson back on here. We got to talk about these guns. These are very nice AR-15s. But right now, we're talking to Rob Morse, writer and podcaster. By the way, Rob, when I'm saying let's be professional, I'm reminding myself.
I got you started, Bill.
Yeah, yeah. I'm reminding myself. Okay. Let's not talk into the. Let's actually talk our way out of the break, but like a pro, semi-pro, you know, really good amateur would, you know, that kind of thing.
My work here is complete.
Yeah.
Well, what's the solution to that? Oh, because yet a lot of talk radio just goes, "Oh, life's bad." No, it's not. There's a solution. And we're part of it, because think of what the mainstream media, the legacy media, the biased media is doing to socialism. They're trying to energize their base, but that cuts that sword has two edges, and it's a bunch of us conservatives are going, no, you're calling me evil. I'm not buying it. Independents are going, that's not the reality I see. You're lying to me. They're moving independents to helping them become conservatives. And a bunch of socialists are having to walk away and say, I used to be a Democrat. I got to walk away from you till you guys get, you know, back on the planet, till you move away from your extremists and join the mainstream.
And let me define extremist for you, Rob. Now, sure. Do you own an AR-15, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, you own an AR-15, you carry a Glock. I'm going to presume you own more than two guns.
It happens.
Okay, so Rob would be characterized, the next time there's one of these rampage killings where some disturbed person slips through the cracks or something, Rob will be described as being okay with children dying. He will be described as a racist. He will be described as a Nazi. And, if he dare, and of course he'll be a shill for the NRA. All these things. And for those of you that have never met Rob Morse, Rob is actually a pretty nice fellow. Pretty quiet, easygoing fellow who just happens to enjoy the shooting sports and actually does train for self-defense and everything else. And quite innocuous he is when not trifled with. There are repercussions for coming out against people like him and claiming he is the issue when clearly he is not.
Well, we're not buying it. And the great news is, more and more of us are standing up. The teacher who went online and said, okay, who's going to take one for the team and kill Kavanaugh?
Yeah,
just got dismissed because a bunch of people stood up and said, yes. Isn't that good news?
It is good news. This is the thing. You know why they do that?
They used to get away with it? Virtue signaling?
In the press, right? In the press, they look at their celebrity friends. Like today, a lot of hay was made out of the fact that Taylor Swift is endorsing the Democratic guy who just happened to support Kavanaugh in the Senate race against Marsha Blackburn, who's leading. Got a pretty big lead on this guy. And everybody's right. Like, this changes things. This changes things. So when they get out there and they say these things about, when Madonna says, I'd like to blow up the White House. Madonna doesn't work for anybody. Madonna is worth $200 million. So she can say whatever she wants, and she will not have the same repercussions as a professor at a college will. And it's monkey see, monkey do. And these people, they're not critical thinkers. They're minor birds. They're just copying a sound.
Right. They're trying to normalize that behavior.
Yep.
Wow.
That too.
Well, to amplify your point, there was a pretty good article that went through and plucked the offensive news out of the mainstream. Like when Esquire says, okay, now we actually want to come take your guns. USA Today says assault weapons bans, buy them back, put resistors in jail. It's time, Congress. The Observer, it's time to repeal the Second Amendment. Vox, why an assault weapons ban isn't enough. Miami Herald, repeal the Second Amendment. Wow. That's been in the back of our mind. And now journalists, thank goodness for your show, Bill, are putting this together, trotting it out in front of us and going, you know, that thing that was nagging at you, you weren't crazy. They're crazy.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. These people that trot around all the time calling for all of this stuff, they don't understand one thing about rights. Nobody gave them to us.
Right.
So being able, you can take them if you can. And that's what it boils down to. And they don't get that. They think that all rights are derived from and at the pleasure of the government.
Right. Yeah. And the quote that just chills my blood every time I see it is, you want to take my guns from me. Mm-hmm. And all of us, really, while you retain them, what is it you can't do now that you want to do where you think taking my guns will help you? Wow, that's a scary question to ask. Because it means we're done talking.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Right now, we, you and me, we can sit around and operate on a level of civility to where if they try to start taking guns, that civility might not exist as long as they would like for it to.
Right.
And this is something they have to face, and it's something we have to face as well.
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that... And I've only really seen one recent movie. I think it's going to be called Good Guys with Guns.
Okay.
It's coming out. It's a documentary where they say, hey, yes, the Second Amendment was about self-defense, but it was really put in place to keep your government in check. So your government will talk to you. And we've had horribly embarrassing, embarrassing isn't a deep enough word, atrocious right. race riots where our government beat up minorities in this country and killed them because they were disarmed. I think that's why we don't see more of it now. I mean, if they disarmed blacks, are there places where blacks or Hmong or Mexicans or whites would be violently attacked as a group? I'm afraid there would be. I don't think human nature's changed. And I'm so glad that can't happen.
No, human nature hasn't changed. No matter what, no matter all the stuff that we've got, no matter all the great, the iPads and the iPhones and all of the marvelous little gadgets we've got now, our nature has not changed yet. And there's always going to be one group of people that wants to control everybody else. And those are the ones we got to watch out for. So Rob, as both a writer and podcaster, writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, at ClashDaily.com and at AmmoLand.com, podcaster at Self Defense Gun Stories and the Polite Society podcast. Check those out if you haven't yet. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Go check those people out. If you're in the market for an AR-15, go check those out because they are superb. Indeed, they are. FranklinArmory.com. Talking to Rob Morse, podcaster and writer. Listen, Rob, do you know which way does your wife vote, just out of curiosity?
Which way does my wife vote?
Yeah, because somebody named Jill Filipovic just put out a tweet saying, divorce your Republican husbands.
Yeah. No, that won't be a problem. My wife and I, you know, we change each other's minds. We don't always agree, but we all will express ourselves forcefully enough that we go, hey, this is important. I think you should take the effort to understand it. So we both bring something to the table. She's changed my mind on issues, and I've changed hers.
Jill Filipovic is a contributing op-ed writer for the New York Times.
Ah.
Yep. She's out there. She had another tweet, like, literally nothing makes you angrier than the suggestion that you may not be entitled to remaining married to people who systematically mistreat. It's kind of amazing how sensitive and thin-skinned you all are. So if your wife, like, looked at that and said, but, you know, I love my husband. I don't want to divorce him. She would be sensitive and thin-skinned.
Thin-skinned?
Yeah.
Who knew? I'll have to check with her. See,
you've never been thin-skinned? You have never mentioned that to me, if that is the case. That's a new one for me.
Wait, do you remember the on-the-street interviews where they'll go to some little park in Manhattan and go, do you know a Republican? And
ever met one? Ever seen one?
And they go, well, and they kind of look both ways because they want to go, would I admit that I knew a Republican? I have friends who are Democrats. This may shock you. I have friends I dearly care about, and we don't get along politically. We can argue all day long about the implications of our beliefs. Yeah, not in New York. Isn't that interesting how narrow the old gray lady has become?
quite narrow, quite narrow. And you know, here's the thing. This is the part that I really don't get about this. What are they going to do when they do run out? I mean, right now, they have a bogeyman, you know, the boogeyman right. or whatever. We're Republican, Trump, Kavanaugh, me, you, whoever. They would have the that.
Enemy. Yes.
If things actually went the way they would want them to go, okay, then what? What are you going to do then?
Who would be there? Yeah, would they have to become increasingly extreme, or would they say, oops, we were wrong? What?
Well, do they want to be like Venezuela?
In some cases, you know, it's just so embarrassing, and you can find them. Go back and find the old articles where New York Times commentators are going, Chavez, Mundo, they're wonderful.
Yeah.
You go, really? People are, you know, ate the zoo animals, and and the army is enforcing a socialist dictatorship.
Yeah.
And this is wonderful. You guys doesn't mean to me what it means to you.
Well, I mean, in Venezuela right now, I have two dogs, right? If this were Venezuela, I'd be in pitched firefights defending my dog's life because people would be trying to eat them.
Right.
And plus, they'd be trying to peel my trees for something because they don't have any toilet paper. I mean, it would be pitched battles left and right, and because that's what happens in an hour of desperation. And they literally snatched defeat from the jaws of victory because Venezuela's got a lot of oil. They should be just awash in money if they manage things. But no, they're socialists, and now they're having to become communists, and which is what all these people are here to. They are part of the collective. There's nothing about the individual. And the rules change as the situation changes. It's like watching the grifters, you know, it's just one of those things. Miller's Crossing, you know, white is black, up is down, all this other stuff for them. They're just crazy.
Well, and the craziness has been documented.
Yeah.
We've very well documented the kleptocracy that sold the Venezuelan oil industry out from under the government because, look, the money that the oil companies made wasn't enough to fund. If you think capitalist greed is bad compared to socialist greed, I mean, you can only be greedy for yourself in capitalism. Look what they do when you can rape an entire country. Oh, I'm yelling on the radio, Bill. I'm sorry. I mean, they document how they literally sold all the spare parts out of refineries. And then when you go to do maintenance, they shut them down. And the people who they were forced to hire who don't know how to run a refinery, but they're politically connected. You know, my brother-in-law needs a job, yeah, but he can't make oil. And so there is no oil. Oh, my God. It's killing millions of people. It is a heartbreak. But, it, you know, on the other hand, we now have all the cell phone videos of what the heartbreak looks like.
Yep.
You know what? Maybe that's the real story we need to write. The truth is in the cell phone videos coming from the country,
from Venezuela,
not in what the New York Times says about it.
Well, you know, we could make a little vignette if we got enough people. We just need we need some guys with some guns and some knives, a couple of zebras. We need to be able to deal with the accusations of being. What would it be? We would be appropriating their culture if we use their names and all this other stuff. So if I'm like yelling at you, Jorge, go get us dinner, and you're chasing a zebra down the street, we could just, you know, have a little graphic flash up, just another day in Caracas.
Exactly.
And, you know, and but that's the way it is. That is literally the way it is. But this is what they say they want, although they would also tell you, well, you know, they just aren't doing it the right way. We have much more money that they can't really use the right word because it would be, you know, taking,
confiscate, expropriate,
redistribution of wealth. And they can't actually just come out and say that. So they'd be like, sharing. There's more money here to share. But eventually that runs out, too.
You know, it was interesting. And you've heard these comparisons. We nationalize. What are the biggest firms? Amazon, Google, Apple. they won't fund the government for more than a couple days?
No.
Nobody is. Isn't that, that is an interest. You've heard that phrase. Nobody is as smart of a, as all of us. Well, no one is as wealthy as all of us either. We can rape all the millionaires. We can confiscate all the money from the big corporations. What are you going to do next month?
Yep.
Oh, you're going to try printing money because right now it takes a wheelbarrow of money to go buy toilet paper in Venezuela. Oh, yep. My gosh. The joke, it's not worth the money it's printed on, has finally become true.
Yep.
I don't
know what they want, but I mean, some of this stuff is getting ridiculous. And although let's do say this, while we're all out here having our high fives and enjoying our moment, let's not get too wrapped up in it. We don't have any room to rest or anything. The wave, the red wave that may be coming, well, we got to keep on, you know, doing seismic stuff to make sure that's a tsunami.
Right.
So,
And
which will trigger, by the way, that'll trigger another meltdown if we pull that one off. That would be sort of.
Well, fine. I would rather have a bunch of people who are politically upset than violence in the streets. You've seen violence. It's not pretty. Don't do it. You and I work every week to in that hope that it will never, ever happen. Violence will never be seen in our lifetime. Please.
And at the same time, we prepare for it if somebody is you know, crazy enough to push it that far.
To ensure peace, prepare for war.
There you go. Very good.
What are you doing? What do you got coming up next hour?
Why? What, you got something else you want to talk about?
No, I'm just curious.
I'm gonna talk about my horse throat and why I've been laughing about this and some of the ramifications of that and that kind of stuff. All the cool stuff that comes with this and all of the watch out for that. But Rob Morse, you guys need to go check him out. iTunes and online. Rider Podcast, go do that. We'll be right back. Hour number two is inbound. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the Knights of the Round Table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.